Toy makers and film studios have made billions on them. Barbie dolls and Pokemons, Transformers and Spider-Men. They're all the rage of the global consumer kid. Much of what we see on television entices little tykes and savvy teens. But how often are there subliminal messages that we miss? Messages to buy, 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 slim down or pump up, to be someone else, someone questionably more desirable.
It is a global issue. I mean, you know, 26,000 children die. Every 5 seconds, a child is dead.
President of the World Catholic Association for Communication, CIGNAS, Malaysian layman Augustine Luarthusami, says we should be concerned about the kind of messages we transmit about children and to children. He tells Philippa Hitchin that to raise awareness about how kids are portrayed on the global screen, CIGNAS is getting kids to monitor and think critically about what they see.
So this is definitely concerned about not only the physical dimensions of children, the concerns, it's also their mental development. And actually, we had 2,000 children involved in making handkerchiefs from 40 countries. This was collected over a period of months where they made their own handkerchief with their palm print and each one writing about his particular concerns about their rights. So these things were collected and this was displayed. They will be presented to the parliament in Lebanon and then it will go to the United Nations in New York. This will be an offshoot of a major project that CIGNAS will do over the next 3 years. Children monitoring the media on how the media is treating them and what percentage of programs are dedicated to children. So this will be a first time in the history, children monitoring the media about the way they are portrayed. Because, you know, media will not change if we just complain to them and saying, you are not giving enough program for children. But when we have data and said, on this particular day, we monitored radio, television, newspapers, and this is the percentage of program that were, then they will have to listen to us. Unless there's data, they won't listen.
Are you looking also, presumably, at the new digital medias and, of course, the risks that they pose to children as well? It's not just a question of no children's coverage, it's exploitation of children as well.
Absolutely. The media is shamelessly exploiting the children, giving them all kinds of so-called goodies, making them a market. And the digital revolution is no different because today there are so many characters on the net waiting to trap children. And this is a very major concern, apart from child pornography, which is a very serious problem. The moment the children get on the net, everybody's out to get them. And of course, they are curious. They fall in and they get into trouble. And that's why, while we see the great opportunities, whether it is on YouTube or Facebook, at the same time, they're also filled with danger. And the role of the church is not only to connect our children, to help them participate on a global level, but also to protect them, as all parents should do. And the church is the major responsibility there, to bring people together. Now, the issue is not only for Catholics. Our ecumenical brothers and sisters, much more our brothers and sisters, other faiths, because the question of children, environment, exploitation, child labor, child soldiers should be the concern of all. We have to build bridges between people of other faiths. This is one area where we can work together. We don't have to worry, we don't have to carry our label as Catholics. We can be the salt, we can be the leaven. When they see that we are concerned about everybody, I expect better cooperation and together. So we are carrying this message to the world, to all men and women of goodwill. Because for all of them, peace is the target. And that is why I think we want to really launch into a major high-profile activity of CIGNAS, because the church is not only ad intra, it also is ad extra.
Nominally, the church is very concerned about all these issues. We hear even the Pope speaking out about the problems of child soldiers and other forms of exploitation. How do you move, though, from this, if you like, this top level to the real grassroots activities?
Well, this is where our community media comes in. whether it's in India, whether it's in Africa. We have our own radio networks. We have our people in the field at the parish level through drama, through puppet shows, highlighting the issue. So it is not only the broadcast media that has been brought in, but also the ordinary media. Yet I must admit, we need more training. It's all nice to have intention. So that's why I mentioned there is a gap between intention and action. So we have launched something, but much work has to be done. Real communication takes place at the parish level, which means the responsibility of the bishop is paramount. You know very well, when the bishop is alive, the priests are alive, and the priests are alive, the parish is alive, and the diocese is alive. But it's not always the case. Where bishops are not moving, nothing moves. So we want to directly contact our bishops, because in every diocese, there is a bishop responsible for communication. And we want to directly appeal to him. How do we celebrate World Communication Day? How do we set up a public relations office? Because we have to improve all communication at all levels. At the liturgical level, so that our liturgy is not boring. Better homilies, better singing, better catechetics. Because our kids are sharp. If our catechism teachers make one slip, they're finished. So more training for catechism teachers. All this is communication work. And how do we run a parish newspaper? How do you make a press release? So these are major challenges at the ground. On a bigger level, at the United Nations level, at the European Union level, of course, we engage with people on policy making and talking about frequencies and things like that. But for me, real communication is at the ground. And more importantly, more than one quarter of the world population is Muslims. Another quarter are Hindus and Buddhists. If we don't engage, that's why I say building bridges. Of course, when you build bridges, who crosses first? The church has to cross first, even if we are misunderstood, even if we are persecuted. But the reward will be peace. So I think this is another direction we want to take, linking up with the people of other faiths and especially secular media, doing co-production. There are many areas where co-production is possible, whether it is health issues or environmental issues or migrant issues or child trafficking issues. There's no shortage of topics, but sometimes we don't do it. You see, so that's our dream, that the media is a gift from God. If we don't use it, then somebody's going to use it and we'll be left out.
Did you have any examples of best practice, any really encouraging examples that you've come across that really illustrate how this can be done properly?
We have many best practices, whether if it's in Africa, we have Peace Radio, where children are participating for the cause of peace. In the Philippines, we have more than 40 Catholic radio stations. And they have family-oriented programs, especially the stations in Manila and the stations in Cebu, where ratings have gone up, because the church is really talking about issues. And the neighbor helping neighbor. Disasters are taking place. And this is where the church is best. When people are in trouble, the church should be the first to respond. Whether it is for food distribution or whether it is for standing between two warring parties, this has been done. And also in Mindanao, where there's a problem between Muslims and Christians, the church has played a major role through the church media. Peace broadcasting, meetings, publications where these issues are highlighted. In Latin America, in the Pacific, in Papua New Guinea, the whole question of the wild spread of AIDS. One sister made a beautiful movie, took the risk, and it's a very male-oriented country. And to go in and talk about AIDS is not an easy thing, but we were there. Child trafficking. That's another major problem in the Pacific. And so there too, the church have been able to make films to highlight the issues for groups to discuss. So while we are talking about ad intra improving our communication within the church in terms of praying and celebrating, ad extra, how does the church project itself? Its prophetic role, its deep concern, because the church has to be a kind church, and kindness and generosity must be shown in action. So this kind of things has to be documented. And people must see what the church is doing. In Thailand, the interreligious activity in Thailand is something brilliant. We give film awards. Thailand, Sri Lanka, in Hong Kong, the winners of our Catholic film awards are usually non-Christians or people of other faiths. In fact, in the one in our World Congress, the top prize was given to a Muslim. And the two other major prizes were given to Buddhists. Now, a Catholic award, That speaks louder than words. Same thing in Sri Lanka. The number one award is the Catholic Mass Media Award. So in countries where Christians are a minority, we have to take lead roles, and we have done that. The Hong Kong Film Festival has become a Hong Kong International Film Festival. And we are now giving special jury awards for interfaith awards for Cygnus films that we choose as best. Special interest, I went to two film festivals, one in Bangladesh. For the first time, they allowed in a Muslim country to give an interfaith award to the best film, Cygnus. And then, first time, we went into Iran. I mean, nobody knows what's happening there, but I can tell you, Iranians make brilliant films. And they allowed us to give an interfaith award to the best Iranian film. Now, these are best practices where we are truly practicing what we mean by interfaith relationship. And this is an area, a film is a film, but which has human values and Christian values. So in that way, they recognize who we are as Christians. Not we are trying to baptize anybody or, you know, beat them on the head with Catholicism. In radio, in films. In Romania, the best film award, the one-minute film made by children, won the UNICEF award. That means in Romania, you know, there are many Romanian parents leave their children behind in Romania and work here. And they are out there all alone, kind of latched kids. Now, they made films about how they miss their parents. On their birthday, nobody speaks to them. And so that is another way of showing family responsibility. So those are best practices, and those kind of things will continue. This one-minute film may become a universal activity that we are going to do, how we capture a real reality with a film of 1 minute, so that we have time to even listen to that 1 minute. Because in Singapore, they say the parent is only spending 2 minutes with this kid. I mean, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. There is no substitute for peace. That's what the church message is all about. We do this through the communication media, not only through mass media, but also internet and also face-to-face. Because there's no substitute for the human person meeting another person and saying shalom.
Augustine Lorthusami, president of the World Catholic Association for Communications, Cygnus.